tarantulas. You probably think they're big and scary. They're actually pretty harmless. And I learned about their history as pets in America, and I want you to watch as well. It's a documentary called Spiders Will Eat Your Face. You can find it on Amazon Prime, Instant Watch, and Amazon.com. And I promise, they won't eat your face.
What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time, she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
Welcome to A Gal and a Gay Pop Culture Connoisseurs, episode 140. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thank you for joining us.
So this episode will be basically pretty much covering Thor,
right, Thor.
Ragnarok. Just saw it a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And have you seen the previous Thor movies?
Yes, but I don't remember much about them.
Which is fine. You don't really need
to. Right, you really don't.
This is a reboot.
Right, it is. And it was good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it might be one of the funniest Marvel films ever. Even better. Funnier than Guardians, and Guardians is really funny, but this one was enjoyable from beginning to end. Like, it might be my favorite.
Really?
So far. One of them.
I've heard a lot of people say that. I am with you. I need to see it again.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a screening, and there weren't a lot of people there, but our friend was with us.
Oh, yes.
And Kevin is a laugher.
He's a laugher.
So
he likes comedy.
I miss a few lines here and there. We go to improv with him. Uh-huh. Kevin's great to hang out with, and great because he has such great energy. But again, like he loves Marvel movies.
Right.
So yes. I'm gonna have to watch it again without.
Right. And it's hard not to laugh when he laughs. So
I know it is tough.
Yeah.
But overall, it was a great movie. So
yes.
Just to give you a little background, if you don't know much about the Thor part of the franchise. The last movie wasn't the best,
mm-hmm.
So this time they sort of rebooted Thor. There's a new director,
mm-hmm.
And he really did a lot with it. And he's actually a voice of Korg
maybe one of the most enjoyable characters in the movie.
Right.
Like,
really stands
out. Laugh out loud. He was so funny. Stole mm-hmm. the scenes. Right. Yeah.
So the director... and I had his name down the other day because I had to say it on TV. Taika Waititi.
And so he...
He is awesome.
I think he might be involved with Flight of the Conchords. Am I wrong? Or even his buddies used to be. Anyway, he's also involved in this movie called What We Did in the Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
It's about vampires and it's hilarious. But anyway, he was in that too. If you are know him.
Yeah, he was Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, Flight of the Conchords. With his New England accent. Or not New England. New Zealand is what I was trying to say. Anyway, he's done a lot of stuff. It's really funny. So.
Yeah, so I mean, he has been an actor in a few things as well. But clearly, he got Thor.
He really
understood
did.
It. And it also helped. I was listening to an interview with Chris Hemsworth, and he was saying mm-hmm. that the movie he did, Ghostbusters, the
mm-hmm.
one we didn't really care too much
right.
for, but
mm-hmm.
Chris Hemsworth
is really funny. Yeah.
And so after that, they're like, okay, I think it's time to change things up with Thor, and Thor got his hair cut,
mm-hmm.
he lost his hammer,
right.
and finally, I think they nailed Thor.
So much humor in this movie. It's mm-hmm. just great. And I mean, everybody was really funny.
Well, and even the villains. You have
even
Kate
the villains,
Blanchett,
yeah.
who plays Hela, and...
She was amazing.
Fan. And I love Kate Blanchett.
I do, too.
But, I mean, she was great. And here's another thing. Spoiler alerts, I guess, kind of. I mean, she's gonna be coming back in some
Definitely.
Form.
Definitely.
You don't hire Kate Blanchett...
Right. For one movie?
For one movie.
Right, yeah.
Right. A lot of people said that with James Spader or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I would say she is probably one of the best villains in...
She's great.
In the Marvel
She just
universe.
Looked really cool in this movie,
And there's
too.
A purpose. Like,
right.
Here's another thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
so many of the villains are just not as strong.
You know, and Tom Hiddleston coming mm-hmm. back. And, you know, And those two together, Chris and Tom Hiddleston, are great. They have great chemistry, and, you know, Loki and Thor always playing well off each other.
And actually, we were talking about how it seemed like it was sort of a reboot for Thor. I also think it's sort of a reboot for the Hulk.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, because, I guess, when was the I still sometimes have trouble keeping track of
all the different ones.
Timeline. Mm-hmm. So the last time we saw Thor was Second Avengers? Age of Ultron? Or when did he disappear? Or was
they disappeared, I don't know.
Remember? Well, I can't remember either. I mean,
Well, I assumed here's why you're confused. So there have been two Avenger movies.
Right.
But then there's been Civil War
Which is Captain America, but it's basically Avengers. Right. Avengers movie. But
and they were missing in that.
Right.
So this all makes sense. Yes. This is where they this was going on about the same time the Civil War was going.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, that makes sense, yes. Because Bruce wakes up as a Hulk and is like, what happened? I've been the Hulk for 2 years or whatever. So, yeah. But yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's the first time we've gotten to see him as the Hulk, like the Hulk as a character.
Right. Versus he just shows up.
Right. Instead of just being the Hulk. So it was interesting to see that. And it was really funny. So many great, funny moments. You know who else was really good in this? Jeff Goldblum.
Well, he's always
good. He's always good, right?
Always good.
He's always the weird
Jeff Goldblum. You just let him be Jeff Goldblum
and
you're
more laugh out loud scenes with him, too. So it was really enjoyable. There's a couple of cameos, surprising cameos right in the beginning. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, which was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. I really did.
Now I am way more excited for Infinity War than I was before.
Me too.
Because we know Guardians, they're on their way to meet up and they're going to find Thor, as we saw from a clip. But now it's like, okay, all right, now I'm really excited because now we have Thor. We've got the Thor that we want.
Right.
The Hulk
and
that
whole group is going to probably be involved with Infinity War, I would think, too. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah. And I have a feeling that Thanos is going to bring in Hela.
Right.
To cause some death and destruction. Yeah,
right.
So, it's going to be great. And, I mean, it's going to be so much fun to watch Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth,
all the Chrises,
all the Chrises,
except for Chris Pine, right?
Exactly. Different franchise.
We'll have the three Chrises at least all together. That'll be great.
Yeah,
so yeah, it's gonna be fun.
I thought Valkyrie also,
right?
She kind of stole the show.
She was great,
as well.
And I feel like there's romance brewing there with Thor. What do you think?
I don't think so.
You don't think
she's she is bisexual, so that's some part that they cut out of the movie. So, and I could tell exactly where they cut it out from, because that other warrior that she, remember they were doing the flashbacks?
Yeah.
So that warrior, that was her girlfriend.
Okay, I see.
So,
I could feel it, but also
a little bit.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no, is Natalie Portman is not coming back to these, right? Like,
no one
has
knows.
She, no one knows.
Mm-mm.
I wondered.
Mm-mm. But I thought it was funny how he was dumped or whatever. You know how they had that scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have the cameo, spoiler alert, from Doctor Strange.
Right.
Which
is not really a spoiler, considering we saw some of this scene in the credits Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
So we kind of knew that was coming, but that was, again, that was a great little moment, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun.
But Jeff Goldblum, though, going back to that. And apparently, actually, a lot of the lines in the movie, he just let them
really
like just kind of improv.
That's great.
And all that. So that's kind of exciting to think that they were just kind of riffing off each other. And the battle scene between Hulk and Thor.
Oh, it's
just
great.
So
I know.
Funny.
So funny.
Even though I feel like, and we've talked about this so many times, trailers give so much of it away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you saw one of the funny parts, but it was just like, the whole sequence together was was really, really good.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was just so much fun. Mm-hmm. It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
So.
And it's fun because it's fall, and
we've
got to have a really good movie, even though we're going into another superhero movie in a couple weeks.
Right.
So hopefully, it won't live up to Thor.
No, this will not. No, it
won't.
No. We're talking about the Justice League, if you didn't know that. But
and then we're still just a few weeks away from Star Wars, too.
Right.
So, hopefully these three movies and some of the ones that are coming up, they'll really kind of help the box office.
Right, they need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Murder on the Orient Express, I'm going to see this week.
Did you get your RSVP back?
We just did on Friday.
I sent mine and I haven't heard back yet.
Oh, I never hear back. I never hear back.
I better hear back.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to show up and my name not be on the list like again. It's happened yeah. before.
I'll just anyway. Call. We should just call on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never hear back.
Okay.
It's so annoying. Anyway, pull back the curtains a little bit. The movie screeners here in Kansas City, not our favorite.
Sometimes not a little disorganized.
But we did have our names on the back of the seats this last time.
We did.
That was a win.
Right.
But that was because of the rep here.
Yes.
Not because of the company. Uh-huh. Anyway, so Murder on the Orient Express, I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, me too.
Wonder.
Wonder looks really good.
That's the following week after mm-hmm. that. And then Justice League.
Then Justice League. Right?
Actually, that's all in the same week. Wonder and Justice League is the same week.
Okay.
And those screenings better not be on the same night.
I know.
Or I am going to flip.
We were really bummed because the screenings for Thor and Bad Moms Christmas were on the same night. And mm-hmm. I know we both wanted to see Bad Moms Christmas too. But we
apparently we dodged a bullet.
Really? Is it not good?
Yeah, I've heard.
Oh, that's disappointing. Because I enjoyed the first one, so.
Oh, I did too. Absolutely. But apparently they, from what I've read, it seems like they just threw it together.
Oh, really?
Really fast. Mm-hmm. So, which is.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Which is too bad.
But I'm glad we went Soft Thor, because that was a great movie, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else?
You
know, and Thor has, like, 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, it's one of the higher rated
really?
Marvel films. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, there you go. So, if you don't believe us, believe that, at least. So, I'm telling you, if you're a fan of Thor or the Marvel franchise at all, or just superhero movies, you'll enjoy this. It's really funny and a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's yeah. a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's just a fun movie. So, definitely go and see it.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I think that does it for us. So this is kind of a quick podcast.
Yep.
We are right now getting ready to prepare for Kansas City Comic Con.
Very exciting.
We are going to have a lot of content that we will post probably over the month,
yeah.
the rest of the month of November.
Did you want to talk about Stranger Things at all now that you've just finished it?
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about it that. If you want to. We don't have to. I enjoyed it. There were some
I will
things.
Say we'll expand on a little bit more in another podcast,
yeah.
but I will say overall I thought it was a great season. There were definitely some questions I'm uh-huh. left with as to a character that uh-huh. was brought into the fold
uh-huh.
this season uh-huh. that didn't still to me doesn't make sense.
I feel like they let the kids shine a lot more in this season.
Oh,
which was fantastic because
yeah.
they are just, especially Dustin, like
mm-hmm.
just the cutest. That kid
yeah.
kills me.
I know.
And Steve Harrington got a lot better too. So
well, and pairing them up,
right?
That
exactly.
was the way to do it.
It was nice.
And then there was that one episode that didn't seem like it fit in the
universe. People are very split over.
Yeah.
Very split over.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I didn't hate it. I do think it was a little out of left field, but I understand why they did it. They want to explore Eleven's background. And I think they're opening the door for more seasons to explore that even further.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
But it sounds like we'll probably get 5 seasons out of it, which makes sense.
Great.
The kids will be graduating from high school
yeah,
at that point.
Yeah.
So, overall, again, overall, fantastic.
Fantastic. Just enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were a couple things. I'm like,
I saw a lot of nod to Aliens again.
Gremlins.
Jurassic Park, which was great.
Yeah.
Even some Tremors, I feel like there might have been some nods to Tremors in there. So
mm-hmm.
I like trying to figure out the movies that they drew inspiration from. So anyway,
yeah.
that's fun. Yeah. But yeah, Jurassic Park there was a lot of that.
There was a lot of Jurassic Park.
So Jurassic Park.
In the last
yeah.
couple episodes.
Right.
yep.
Which I enjoyed. So anyway.
But I will say, looking ahead to season 3, I don't need to see Will in that position again.
Uh-uh. No, like
we don't
they,
need
right.
to see the lab again.
No,
like
I agree.
We need a new location. We just need.
Right.
They just need to mix it up a little bit more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
we'll see.
Because it's like Will. This can't be.
I know.
It can't be
like,
every season.
Every season. Oh,
Will's
Will,
the key to this
right.
and that.
Exactly.
And
Will's the victim again.
Mm-hmm.
upside down won't leave him alone.
Right. I will say that the one thing I thought that worked this season really well was they split everyone up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now coming into the next season, it's time to bring them back together.
Exactly.
Let's.
Right.
I know they Empire Strikes Back that, but now let's pull it back into a Return of the Jedi kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Star Wars reference.
Yeah, because they're really, I mean, the last 20 minutes
was
so good, and you had everyone together, and they're not fighting something.
Yeah, it was nice.
And that was seriously, a lot of times when you have shows, movies, mm-hmm. where it's like, everyone works, but it's when they're fighting something or whatever.
Right.
And then when you bring them together, it's boring.
Right.
That's not the case. So they have this amazing chemistry, the cast.
Yes.
And the storytelling and the writing, mm-hmm. so good. Even when they brought them back together and you didn't have a threat on the horizon.
Right. And it was so nice to have them be kids for a moment. And that, you know, it, this one scene and this reunion of 11 and is it Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Together, you know, we've been waiting for that. So it was real cute.
Yeah, even though I will say that Mike is not my favorite. And I don't really like him and 11 together, but they started down that road. And
I don't hate... No, he's not my favorite. I mean, of all the four of the kids, he's definitely not my favorite. But, you know.
Yeah.
I like him and 11 together. I do.
I don't know. I feel like we're getting close to a teen... Like, teen angst and romance, and it's...
Well, that's what all those 80s films were like, too,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they were.
As long as it doesn't get... I mean,
we don't need to turn into 16 Candles.
No, that's not what I'm going for. I don't want it to be all about the romance, but it's nice to have this little, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Crush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Yep.
Anyway.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, that does it for us.
That's it.
again, look for a lot of more content from Kansas City Comic Con. There are a lot of different fun pop culture stars to all kinds of things that we'll be covering next weekend, and we will probably have to break that up into a few podcasts.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to have to break it up. So, and we're going to try and record our panel that we have, so you'll be able to hear that with our friends at Traveling the Vortex. So,
That's it. That will be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And look for more stuff on our website, agalandagaypodcast.com.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be posting stuff there.
And you always follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and...
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. All that good stuff. And of course, we want to hear from you guys as well. So.
Yes, so please reach out to us. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, agalandagaypodcast.com. You can email us through there, too. So, anyway, that's it.
All right. Until next time.
Until next time. Goodbye, guys.